Okay, we're in Perek Yud Aleph and Hilchos Mitame Mishkav and Moshev, and we're continuing with the area of Nemanus, of trustworthiness by an individual, and when it comes to Tamantara. And Halacha Aleph, it says, Kvar bi'arnush ame'aretz nemanim heim altaras parasachatas v'mei chumrasa, eim mezal zlumba. So we know already that, let's say, a Jew who's not very knowledgeable in Halacha and ame'aretz, he's trusted when it comes to testifying about the status of being Tahar in reference to the Parah Aduma. Why? Because of the tremendous amount of stringencies involved with the Parah Aduma, we know for sure the person will not go ahead and denigrate it. So too, the trusted on the purity of either wine or oil used for libations. So if they say it's Tahar, we believe them. Because of the stringencies involved. They're also trusted, what do you call it, when it comes to the status of truma, when the presses that make that are involved in it, for instance, the wine presses and the oil presses, as long as they're active, because all people, Bnei Israel, make themselves and their vessels tahor, so they can make their oil and their wines in the state of being tahor. But once the time when these presses are being active pass, then these people are no longer trusted insofar as they're establishing the status of these things being Tahar. Let's say a person is an Amaris, brings to a coin a barrel of wine or a jug of oil that is Truma. He shouldn't accept it. Why? Because we say he is has the assumption of being Tama, of being Tame. Now, let's say the person's Amar has left it in his own area until the next time that these vats and presses went into action. And then he brought it to the Kohen. He should accept it. Right? Because even though he knows that it came, what he called, it's from the previous year. Because in general, the Gzera is, as long as the wine presses and oil presses are operational, so then, what's it called? The cheska of Tara applies, even though he knows that that was from last year. Let's say a person who's an Amaretz locks the door, so to speak, to his olive or wine press when people are still involved in finishing their pressing. And he went and brought the key to the coin. So even though several days went by after the presses stopped operating, the coin can come, it can open up the door in front of him, so to speak, right? And he can go ahead and go to the mikvah, this person, and then he can go ahead and finish pressing the olives and the grapes and then take the truma and assume it's tahor. Vein lo asakein, if he didn't do this, lo yitol truma ma'amaretz, he should not take truma from an unlearned Jew, except for the actual grapes and olives themselves, shein mukshan, because they're not really made to get tame, shein mekam tuma, because they're not considered mukshar l'tuma, they don't actually acquire the status of tuma. So let's say an amaretz brought this barrel of, let's say, oil or wine of truma in other days of the year. Amar, he says as follows: hifrashi besocha kodesh. He says, I have basically separated from this, what do you call it, oil or wine. Afilu, for that's hektesh, consecrated. Afilu revius mitoch, afilu revius, even if it is only revius. Mitoch shem al taras kodesh, since he's trusted when it comes to testifying about the status of Tahor by that which is consecrated, meaning the wine or oil, then neman al kol, he's believed in everything. Afilu b'shatzik yusuf b'adam, shamei arts neman, even at the time when the wine presses and olive presses were active, shamei arts neman al truma, because Amaretz is believed about Truma, ain't a neman ala kli harekam. But he's not, what do you call it, trusted when it comes to, so to speak, an empty container. Lomar, shehu tahar la Truma, to say that it's tahar for Truma. V'chein ain't neman ala olam, al kli harekam, lomar shehu tahar la kodesh. So too, they're never trusted when it comes to an empty kli to say that it is tahar for use, what do you call it, in the Beis HaMikdash. Malach hei, kli shahaya besocho yayin o shemen. Let's say there's a kli that has in it wine or oil, Varinu Amaretz, Yoshev Mashamro, right? And you see a person who's an Amaretz waiting and looking over it, right? Kedi Lahotzi Menon Esachem, to take from it libations. Haru Nema Al Taras Akli. We trust them so far as the status of the Kli is concerned, being tarred. I feel the Kodom Magisus of them, Vishavin Yom. Even if it's, what do you call it? Even if it's before the time, 70 days before the time that they go ahead and use these presses. Avakolim shivim shivim, but before 70 days in an emon, he's not trusting. Vedvar morim. So when does this apply? Bishar Eretz Yisrael, in all other areas of Israel. Avav Yushalayim, when it comes to within the city of Yushalayim, Ne'emonim, Alpi Cheres, Arekam, they're trusted on an empty earthenware container, Lomar to say, Shehu Tar Lakodesh, Lolam, that is really Tar to be used as a consecrated, Bein Kelim Dukim, Bein Kelim Gasim, doesn't matter if they're small or large vessels, Bein Lame, Bein Rekonim, whether they're filled or not. Hayu Ne'emon Alakli, he's trusted on the status of the Kli itself, Api Shemashin Shesopo Tamein, even if the liquids inside the Kli are Tamei, he's trusted about the status of the Kli being taller. I feel like I have big dosh who midras besoch a Kli, even if his clothing is inside the Kli and it's midras tuma, it has that status of tuma. Hari a Kli becheskas tahor la kodesh, the Kli is considered tahor when it comes to being used in the mikdash. Now, neima hekelu b'hem, why are they, what do you call it, why are they makel lenient when it comes to this area in Yerushalayim? Meishin osin, she'ein osin kifshonos b'Yerushalayim, because in general, the kilns, the things that are used to make earthenware containers, didn't exist in Yerushalayim. So this would give them room to be mikol. Okay, halakha va, mina modiyis, which here refers to modiyin. Okay, so from modiyis vilifnim, okay, from modiyin and close to Yerushalayim, neman al klicheres, they're trusted when it comes to testifying about an earthenware container. Mina modiyis lechutzpa, from modiyin out, ena nemanin, they're not trusted. Then modiyis atza, palm klichutz, palm klim, and the city itself is sometimes considered farther, so to speak, farther away from Yerushalayim, sometimes considered close. Kate said, "Hiya chaver nechnas." Let's say a chaver went into the town. The amaretz yose, and an amaretz left the town. Ukli chayes biado, and there's an earthenware container in his hand. Harizen nema modias lomar shu tar lakodesh. He's believed in modian to say this is tar for the mikdash. Hayu shnei nechnas and shnei yose. Let's say both are going in and both are going out. In an nema, they're not trusted. Achia lift them in a modias until he's actually closer to Yerushalayim than to modias. Alakazayim. Kadar Shahivi Kaderos, right? Let's say someone who makes pots, potter, brings pots, Vinichon Lefnim in a Modias, and he puts them closer to Yerushalayim than Modias. Uba Lochin, and the customers come. Vomerlan, he says to them, Shatar was saying that these are Torah. Lakach Kdera, Vinichnasba. So let's say, what do you call it? The Chaver, let's say, purchases a pot and he enters. Harein Torah Lakodesh, we assume it's Torah for Mikdash, about Lolo Truma, but not for Truma, Kamosh Biana. Let's say he purchased a kadera and left Modias. It's tamei ben the kodesh ben the truma, whether it's for the mikdash or meaning for korbanos or for truma. Api shehein heim hakaderos, even though these are the same exact pots. Hu akid akader atzman, it's the same exact guy who made the pots. Ein an emon el lift them in the Modias. He's only trusted when it is located closer to Yerushalayim than Modias. Vaches halokeach klicheres min hakishan. Let's say a person takes an earthenware container directly from the fire, so to speak, the chol makom, no matter where it's located. Harei lutaron, there are tar, being the kodesh, being the truma, whether it's for korbanos or for truma. We don't assume that maybe an amaretz touched that. If you lakach mina seda harisham, maybe we took it from the first row, so to speak, of freshly made earthenware vessels. Ba'afi shakifshan pasuach, even if the kiln is open, ugvar nilka chetzio, and let's say half of them already taken. Because in general, the gzera does not include kalim that are actually inside the kiln itself. So the tuma of what do you call it, of an amaretz during the three festivals, it's really considered tahor. Because all Jews are considered as actual chavers during their status as a chaver during the three regalim. Uklam kulam, all their vessels, uklam and their foods, mashkan drinks, tahorim are tahor beregel. Why may shakol matar not swim the only regal? Because everyone makes themselves pure and then goes up to Yerushalayim. The vigach therefore hein neman and kolim most regal. They're trusted all the days of the regal, being al kodesh, being al truma, whether it's for korbanos or truma. Mishav regal chosen to masam. But as soon as the regal is over, they go back to assuming that they are tameh. Halacha yud habosea chaviso beregal. Let's say a person opens up his barrel of wine or oil on the regal, the maskel be suso, or someone begins dealing with dough during the regal, the avar regal, the regal passes. Hare shar chavis shar isa, the rest of the barrel, the rest of the dough, the cheskas tuma requires the status of tuma. Shrei nagaba amaretz, because we assume that the amaretz touched it. Va'al pishal nagaba el bzman shu kachaver, even though he only touched it when he was considered, so to speak, temporarily a chaver. Ain't a tahor, it's not tahor. El yemei regal vad, it keeps the status of being tahor during the actual days of the regal itself. Now, Aka Regal, the Motzi Yom Tov, right after the Regal is over on the night of Hayu Matbilon Kol Kalim Shem Mikdash, they would take the Kohanim would take all the Kalim and put them into the Mikvah for the Mikdash. Because the assumption is the unlearned Jews touched all the vessels during the chag itself. That's why they would sell them. Al tigo b'shulchan b'shash emarin oso le'ole regalim. So they would say, they would tell the Jews, don't touch the shulchan, which is from the mikdash, when they would show everyone going by who were coming out to Yerushalayim. They don't want this to remain, to become tamei and touching it after the festival is over. And then they had to put it into the mikvah. And the problem would be is that you can't use the shulchan. And the idea of the Torah is that it's lechem panim, it's always in front of God. So if you would allow, if they would be able to touch it, touch the shulchan, it would put out a commission when the regal is over. All the kelim that would require going to the mikvah, Barav Shemesh, would have to also wait until nighttime, except for the golden and the copper mizbeach, because the metal plating that's on the outside, even though technically metal requires tefillah, it's not considered to be important. It's tough, so to speak, secondary as a material relative to what's actually in the main part of the composition of the mizbeach. Finally, lochi beis amarish amar tarani. Right, let's say Amrat says, I am tahor mitumas meis, from touching a dead body. Osha Amari says, kli zeh tahor mitumas meis, that this kli is tahor from becoming tahor from a dead body. Ne'eman, he's believed. U'mafilin oso mishum tumas amaretz. And nonetheless, he's still, he goes to the mikvah because of tumah being amaretz. B'vad, v'tzaracha erev shemesh, he has to wait till nightfall. V'ne tzaracha zah, he does not need any water or ashes of the paraduma sprinkled on it. V'med dvar amorim b'shashalo. This is only when he asked. And he says he's tar. Let's say he just took a kli without asking from the domain of an amaretz. We're concerned. We assume that he might be tamei. And then you sprinkle water on it on the third and seventh day, like any kli on imsim b'chol makom that you find anywhere except for a chutz l'yishlayim. So gazu to malkin and some yishlayim, because they did not, as we saw before. Actually, we'll see. They weren't gozer on tuma and kelim that are found in yishlayim. Kamoshi is barav tumas asfekos. When the Rambam deals with halachas of tumah that are in doubt. That ends Perek Yud Aleph, and we'll continue with Perek Yud Beis tomorrow.